Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 30th day of August, where I get to pray you through the Bible verse by verse, hoping that you're enjoying your day. And, I just want to thank you for valuing the Word of God and valuing prayer so much. It's just such a privilege. I cannot tell you the privilege it is every time I get to read the scripture for you, every time I get to pray for you. And so thank you for lending me your ear for about 5 minutes a day. And again, if this podcast has been helpful for you, if the Lord brings to mind someone who just really needs to know they're being prayed for, would you just share this with them? I would really appreciate it. Okay, today I'm finishing up James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. What good is it, my brothers, if a man says he has faith but has no works? Can faith save him? And if a brother or sister is naked and in lack of daily food, and one of you tells them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, yet you didn't give them the things the body needs, what good is it? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead in itself. Yes, a man will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But do you want to know, vain man, that faith apart from works is dead? Wasn't Abraham our father justified by works in that he offered up Isaac his son on the altar? You see that faith worked with his works, and by works faith was perfected. So the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness, from Genesis 15:6. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that by works a man is justified, and not only by faith. In the same way, wasn't Rahab the prostitute also justified by works, in that she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know that what this is not saying is that we got to work our way to heaven. This is not what that's talking about. This is talking about the demonstration or the reality or the revealing of our faith will naturally come out of a changed heart through works by the things that we do. Just as Abraham believed that God could raise Isaac from the dead, because he did say, we will come back. We're going to go and we're going to come back. He believed in your resurrection even then, but it was his actions that revealed, I think it's a better word than justified, it revealed who he really believed. And so, Lord, we pray for a faith like that, a faith with feet on, a faith that demonstrates by our actions what we actually believe in our hearts. And to do that, Lord, we need a transformed heart by the renewing of our mind. We need you to transform our hearts, but we also need to pursue you with passion and with excitement and with joy, because you are the transformer of our hearts, and you do appreciate our pursuit, and even our pursuit is part of having works, because it shows that we really truly do love you, which we do. And so, Lord, thank you for that. Lord, teach us what it means to have a robust faith that has feet on and that goes out and loves people. Show us this week who we can love, who we can maybe even quietly encourage. Lord, sometimes you just give us a small little ministry, and you've done this to me so many different times, where you've said, send that person a card, send that person a letter. Lord, it's so easy in the world of social media to encourage someone on social media, you know, even in a DM or something like that. But there's nothing better than getting a snail mail with a visual encouragement. And so, Lord, open our eyes this week to someone that we could visually encourage this week, physically, with an actual letter or a card, or maybe even just a gift or some flowers, or bring someone some cookies or whatever it might be, Lord. Show us how we can be an encourager. And Lord, I know when I'm feeling discouraged and I'm looking at everything negatively and I'm thinking, why does this happen? Why did that happen? I can only transform that. Sometimes it transforms by something cool happens and I'm kind of knocked out of the lethargy. But oftentimes I can turn that around through the power of the Spirit by thinking outwardly thinking to myself, if I feel this way and I am discouraged, there's got to be somebody out there that feels the same way. And then when I encourage them, my whole day turns around. So Lord, I pray that you would help us to combat our own discouragement by encouraging someone else today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Super appreciate you. And I just, I'm just grateful for you. And thank you for listening. And I know some of you have been listening this whole time for all these years. This is episode 2057. So thank you for all my 2057ers.